The monthly assembly at the Port Elgin Regional School is truly a sight to behold. With the whole school, students, teachers, assistants, and other staff all gathered to cheer on those brave enough to get up and sing a pop song or recite a poem they've written. It's also a time for the whole school to hear about the achievements of students in their extracurricular activities. And this month, that included a moment to congratulate Port Elgin Grade 5 student Annabelle Dixon, one of the winners of the 2025 Ryan Gunn Write for Fun competition, a district-wide contest for kids who have written and illustrated their own storybooks. CHMA stopped by the Port Elgin Regional School on Wednesday to meet Annabelle, but first we spoke with Ginny Hill, coordinator of the Writers in the School program for the province and the person who runs the Ryan Gunn competition.
In the beginning, it was called Written and Illustrated By. It's grades 3 to 5. Students that write a book. Now, they can have helpers with the illustration or the story, up to 4 people. Our 3 people that were chosen this year all did it by themselves, which is a real feat to write and do the pictures, too. I couldn't do both. So they have 6 months to work on their book independently. The books are submitted, and 2 local New Brunswick authors do the judging, and that's how they get chosen. And then they are published, and the big plus is we get to go to the Fry Festival and present with real live international authors. Scary for them, but they did a wonderful job.
What do you think is the benefit behind a program such as Ryan Gunn Write for Fun?
It's an enrichment project. That's what my job was with the district. And it's an independent enrichment project, which I think is really important. It's not done with the whole class. It's for the children that love to write. It gives them an outlet, and it kind of spurs some of them on to write more in middle school, get involved with Fry Festival. There are children that just are not sports people, and they love to write, and this is an opportunity.
This year's winner of the Ryan Gunn Book Competition, Grade 5 student Annabelle Dixon, is actually part of a Ryan Gunn dynasty of sorts. This is the 2nd year that Annabelle has won the Ryan Gunn Prize, and before her, her sister Penelope won 3 years in a row. Here's Annabelle and Penny's proud parents, Robert Dixon and Mary Ann Vella.
Well, to our surprise, because it was for the whole district, Penelope won Grade 3, Grade 4, and Grade 5. And then Annabelle, when she saw Penny working so hard and winning, she said, "I'm going to win this thing too." And we, you know, at first we were a little wary, telling her, you know, you can't expect to win. It's a really difficult thing to do. And that she did in Grade 3. And she worked very hard each year, and she won again in Grade 5. So we were...
And now the other two are really excited about entering. And so they're all kind of competitive about it. And so that's kind of fun. They're fueling each other.
You must have encouraged, I mean, Penny, at least in the beginning, to join this program. Was it hard to convince her?
No, they were right on top of it, because they both want to be authors when they grow up. So it's an exciting opportunity for them.
CHMA also had a chance to speak with Annabelle and Penelope Dixon, whose collection of 5 books now grace the shelves at the Port Elgin Regional School Library. The latest edition is this year's Ryan Gunn Award winner, and CHMA asked Annabelle about the book.
It's called The Cookie Can Crumble, and it's about a cat who is kind of annoyed about some stuff, but he doesn't realize how careless he's being about some things.
What does it mean when you get recognized, like, by you know, other writers in New Brunswick who are the judges of this contest? Like, how does it make you feel?
I'm really glad that they, like, see how much work I put into the stories. And I'm grateful that they, like, recognize that mine are good.
Do you think you were inspired by your sister at all?
Nope.
Okay, all right. So fair to say, Annabelle, you would be doing this no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it that you like about writing?
I just like that it's possible to, like, make markings on a piece of paper, and then people understand what they mean, and it can, like, make them feel stuff. And so it's just fascinating that that can happen.
What about you, Penny?
I love reading stories, and I think it's really cool how meaningful they can be, and the fact that I can make them is really nice.
The Ryan Gunn Project is made possible through coordination efforts from teachers in schools across the Anglophone East District. In fact, Ginny Hill says without teachers like Port Elgin's Maria Belts, schools are not able to participate.
In order for a school to do this project, you have to have a coordinator, you have to have a teacher involved, and it's a lot of work for a teacher. In a lot of schools this doesn't happen in because there's not a committed teacher to do it. But Port Elgin, for years, has always been entering in. They're a wonderful, committed school, too.
Whether it's their commitment to extracurricular enrichment projects like the Ryan Gunn book competition or the excitement in the air at the April school assembly, there is something special about the Port Elgin Regional School. Robert Dixon says he's been noticing it ever since he moved to the area with his growing family 7 or 8 years ago.
When we got out here, we were just blown away by how supportive the staff at this school was to our kids, and just how positive it is, and how, like, you know, it's almost like night and day from what I remember when I grew up and went to school. You know, they really harbor these kids' creativity and just, you know, support them. And like, I don't even think that, like, my kids they don't really seem, from what I see, I don't see very much bullying or anything like that. Like, everybody just seems so supportive. They've really got that family vibe, and I think that that's one thing that has really encouraged our children. You can see that they're not just doing it just to go through the motions. Like, they're truly invested in the kids here, and it's just, you know, it's just really magical to see, you know.
That's Robert Dixon, whose daughter Annabelle has just won the Anglophone School District's Ryan Gunn Write for Fun Prize for the second time. Annabelle and her sister Penelope now have 5 Ryan Gunn award-winning storybooks in the Port Elgin Regional School Library, and Robert says his 2 younger children have already expressed interest in continuing the family writing tradition. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.